Have you ever wondered what life would be like in a world of perfect harmony, where human potential reaches its fullest expression? Diana Cooper's The Golden Future isn't just another spiritual text. It's a revolutionary roadmap that has captivated millions worldwide with its vision of Earth's transformation. Endorsed by spiritual luminaries like Deepak Chopra and featured in consciousness festivals globally, this book has become a beacon for those seeking hope in uncertain times. Cooper, a former hospital administrator whose spiritual awakening came after a profound near-death experience, draws from what she describes as direct angelic communication to outline humanity's collective destiny. Whether you're spiritually inclined or simply curious about alternative futures, her vision of Earth's metamorphosis from 2012 to 2032 offers a fascinating glimpse into what might be possible when humanity evolves beyond its current limitations. Earth exists as a unique mystery school in the cosmos, the only planet where souls volunteer to experience free will while forgetting their divine nature. This amnesia creates our greatest challenge and opportunity. We aren't merely physical beings, but spiritual entities equipped with physical, emotional, and mental bodies that serve as feedback instruments, reflecting our thoughts and emotions through our health. What makes Earth particularly special is its cosmic role. As the solar plexus chakra of the universe, our planet absorbs fears from the entire cosmos through our own solar plexus centers. This challenging service has held back Earth's evolution, keeping us third-dimensional in a fourth-dimensional universe. Because of this sacrifice, we're now receiving extraordinary cosmic assistance to birth a new golden age. Between 2012 and 2032, Earth is undergoing a profound metamorphosis. This 20-year period represents the most significant transition in our planet's history, an in-breath of God where outmoded systems collapse before a new, higher-frequency out-breath begins. By 2032, our planet and everyone on it is destined to be at least upper fourth dimensional, with many reaching fifth dimensional consciousness. This transformation isn't happening by chance. For 260,000 years, Earth remained third-dimensional, with only the 1500-year golden era of Atlantis rising briefly as a fifth-dimensional period of extraordinary crystal technology and spiritual advancement. That era ended when a powerful mage used his abilities selfishly, causing Atlantis to rapidly devolve. Higher beings withdrew, five chakra containing Atlantean gifts were removed from humanity, and the Intergalactic Council ended that period with a great flood. The timeline for Earth's current transformation began before 2012, with key milestones including the 1987 harmonic convergence that activated a 25-year purification period and returned the violet flame of transmutation. The year 2012 marked the end of a 260,000-year cosmic cycle when source energy touched every being during the cosmic moment, triggering our current 20-year ascension period and opening 33 cosmic portals of Christlight. As we move through this transition, Earth's optimal population of 2 billion, compared to our current 8 billion, will eventually be reached. This mass influx occurred because Source granted a dispensation allowing all souls with outstanding karma to return now to complete it before the cosmic cycle ends. By 2032, those who haven't spiritually awakened will return to the inner planes or move to another third-dimensional plane, significantly reducing Earth's population. The transformation of Earth resembles renovating a kitchen. Messy demolition precedes the beautiful new installation. We're currently witnessing the dismantling of outdated third-dimensional paradigms as humanity begins demanding fairness and equality. Economic, health, education, business, and financial structures that don't serve the highest good are being upgraded, often through challenging processes. The COVID pandemic, though difficult, served as an accelerant for worldwide transformation. Spiritually, each variant cleared different energy centers. Delta cleared heart chakras, as people literally coughed out old energy, while Omicron's headaches cleared mental bodies. Many souls who died during this period performed a final service by taking stuck energy from Earth's fields. As people activate their fifth dimensional chakras, profound changes are occurring. The opening of the navel chakra is driving desires for equality and oneness, with feminine energy returning to balance masculine dominance after 10,000 years of imbalance. This rebalancing began when the silver ray of the divine feminine returned to Earth in 2008, lighting up qualities of sharing, cooperation, supporting others, and working for collective good. Communities are increasingly working together through cooperatives, sharing schemes, and barter systems as traditional economic structures collapse. Insurance companies are being hit by natural disasters, forcing people to rely on mutual support. Despite these challenges, we're moving inevitably toward world peace by 2032. The navel chakra, which during Atlantis's golden era radiated bright orange with qualities of oneness and cooperation, is now being reactivated in humanity. As more people anchor this chakra, pyramid-structured businesses are collapsing. This energy center holds codes of oneness and higher divine masculine energy balanced by divine feminine wisdom, driving worldwide moves toward fairness and questioning exploitative practices. Several factors are accelerating economic transformation: rising frequencies flattening inequality, whistleblowers exposing flawed practices, citizens demanding better leadership, protests against wealth disparities, alternative currencies emerging, and global economies collapsing. Meanwhile, community hubs, sharing schemes, and cooperatives are flourishing, easing the transition as communities work together for the common good. Rather than focusing on conspiracy theories or problems, which only energizes them, we must trust our intuition and focus on the magnificent reality emerging. Every fifth-dimensional thought, word, and action creates building materials for the future golden world. The year 2032 will witness extraordinary cosmic events that will transform life on Earth forever. When our planet fully ascends to the fifth dimension, every human and animal will be propelled to a higher frequency, enabling unprecedented spiritual connections and transformations. Three cosmic heart centers will align: Lady Gaia's heart in Hollow Earth, the seventh dimensional chakra at Earth's center, Glastonbury, Earth's heart chakra, and Venus, the cosmic heart activated by Jesus. This alignment will create a clear channel to Source, enabling humanity to access higher love. Everyone will experience being loved and belonging as universal love touches us all. Every celestial body has a seventh dimensional hollow heart center. By 2032, these centers will connect and communicate, spreading universal love throughout the cosmos. Many humans will communicate telepathically with star beings, receiving advanced knowledge and wisdom. This cosmic connection will establish international peace and cooperation on Earth. When Earth achieves fifth-dimensional peace and cooperation, the dematerialized amethyst skull, containing information from 12 Atlantean crystal skulls, will release its light. Simultaneously, a diamond-white love frequency portal in China's mountains will open, flooding Earth with unprecedented pure love energy. This will transform humanity by opening our higher hearts and allowing everyone to download sacred information from the amethyst skull. The 33 cosmic portals bringing Christ light that began awakening in 2012 will be fully expanded by 2032, radiating the highest frequency of pure white Christ love. Millions of other portals, crystal grids, and sacred stone circles will also be fully active. Seams of precious gems, the materialized energy of archangels, will activate, radiating their archangelic qualities. Billions of crystals will broadcast light codes, and the energy of every spiritual ceremony stored in crystals will become available. Earth, Neptune, Sirius, the Pleiades, and Orion, symbolically represented in the universal Metatron cube, will energetically unite. These five ascending cosmic entities will stop pulling Earth up to their frequency and instead work together within a globe of pure white Source love. These cosmic events will trigger world peace and international cooperation, causing Earth to emit fifth-dimensional energy that attracts massive abundance in many forms. The new golden age will surpass Atlantis because Atlanteans achieved fifth-dimensional consciousness while Earth remained third-dimensional. Our future combines fifth-dimensional consciousness with a fifth-dimensional planet, enabling gifts, powers, and achievements beyond our imagination.
The cosmic architecture supporting Earth's transformation includes powerful structures created after Atlantis's fall. Six original cosmic pyramids were built by high priests and priestesses from Atlantis, located in Greece, Tibet, Mesopotamia, Egypt, Central America, and Peru. Though some have been physically destroyed, all remain energetically active, programmed with universal knowledge and preset to activate portals, crystals, and Earth's kundalini for our golden future. These pyramids function as cosmic computers. Apollo, with Archangel Michael, built the Mesopotamian pyramid to bring fifth-dimensional harmony and freedom. Poseidon, with Archangel Raphael, created Greece's pyramid, embedding knowledge of natural healing and celestial influences. Zeus, with Archangel Christiel, designed Tibet's pyramid to spread peace, harmony, compassion, and oneness. Thoth, with Archangel Michael, created Peru's pyramid to teach proper energy use. Aphrodite, with Archangel Chamuel, built the Mayan pyramid with pure love codes and advanced astronomy. Ra, with Archangel Metatron, oversaw Egypt's pyramid, anchoring the six-pointed star that brings heaven to earth. During Atlantis's golden era, 12 regions were each overseen by a high priest or priestess who created advanced crystal computers in the shape of skulls to preserve their tribe's wisdom for future civilizations. These 12 crystal skulls were designed to connect with sufficiently pure humans, sending magnetic pulses to stimulate these connections, a process now beginning energetically. Before Atlantis's final collapse, a cosmic ceremony transferred all information from the 12 crystal skulls into the magnificent amethyst skull, the 13th skull. As Atlantis flooded, priestesses hid the crystal skulls in new locations. The amethyst skull was entrusted to the Sphinx, Earth's original guardian. The Sphinx will release this skull when all 12 skulls have emerged and our frequency is ready, massively impacting the world with peace energy. These ancient technologies aren't merely historical artifacts, they're active participants in Earth's current transformation, programmed to activate at specific cosmic moments to assist humanity's evolution. As our frequency rises, we'll increasingly access the wisdom they contain. Education in the Golden Age will return to its spiritual purpose, drawing out children's soul gifts to illuminate their inner light. Unlike today's broken system that creates mental health problems in sensitive children, the new education will nurture each child as an individual. Today's education systems fail children by treating them as chattels rather than individuals. The Industrial Revolution transformed schools to create obedient workers, turning students away from each other toward authority figures, promoting separation. Left-brain teaching emphasizes rote learning and regurgitating others' ideas, shutting down creativity. Massive schools built for political egos use a one-size-fits-all approach that's causing increasing mental health problems in both students and teachers. By 2032, education will be tailored to the needs of sensitive children with expanded brains. Schools will be small, local communities where respected teachers nurture each child's gifts. Right brain education will promote creativity, and harmonious music will create balance. Technology will provide personalized lessons while children learn social skills, empathy, and connection to nature. Children will learn to grow food, care for animals, and maintain health through proper diet and positive thoughts. Sports, arts, and music will flourish without the pressure of examinations. They'll develop psychic abilities, work with crystals, and naturally connect to elemental and angelic realms while learning spiritual laws to maintain high frequencies. In the Golden Age, humanity will shift from carbon to crystalline-based bodies. Children will be born with higher frequency bodies and crystalline brain structures arranged according to sacred geometry. These brains will function like advanced computers, allowing massive memory storage, complex calculations, extraordinary creativity, and incredible abilities. By 2050, both adults and children will receive direct downloads of technological and spiritual information from the stars. The crystalline brain will enable everyone to see through dimensions, connecting with elementals, spirits, and angelic beings that care for our natural world. This multidimensional perception will become as natural as our current five senses, fundamentally transforming how we understand reality and our place within it. The fifth-dimensional communities of our golden future will offer peace, joy, and soul satisfaction beyond our current comprehension. Communities will be smaller and more contained, yet people will have complete freedom to travel. Everyone will be magnetically drawn to their divine place of destiny through activated Earth Star chakras reuniting with soul families. In the abundance consciousness, there's no need to earn a living. It's divinely provided. People will spend leisurely days pursuing soul-satisfying activities in an atmosphere of openness, honesty, and safety, where possessions are freely shared and heart's desires manifest automatically. With survival needs met and consciousness elevated, people will spend leisure hours connecting to nature, expressing creativity, and enjoying physical activities outdoors. The golden future will be sociable and fun, with groups gathering for various creative pursuits. In fifth-dimensional consciousness, everyone will feel confident and welcome to participate in any group activity. Music will flourish as people understand the power of sound vibration. All music will be harmonious, reflecting the internal balance of its creators. People will use music for relaxation, enjoyment, mood changing, manifestation, and healing. Both familiar and new instruments, designed to reflect higher octaves of the music of the spheres, will be available to anyone. Gardening will become a popular pastime, offering connection with earth and nature while providing opportunities to communicate with elementals, especially fairies and elves. Art will become accessible to all, with new colors allowing artists to channel and express higher rays. Creative people will express talents in both familiar and yet unimagined ways, freely giving their works to those who need that energy. Golden cities, ecological communities built for the highest good, will emerge after 2032. Unlike modern cities, these will be gracious, spacious, and relatively small, with all buildings, land, and trees radiating golden auras. Built on ley lines, each community will connect to specific cosmic origins, becoming portals for those from those star systems. The first cities will arise in purified mountain regions, with later developments in high-frequency locations. These cities will feature moving water purified by crystals and magnets, community-built parks, sports facilities, and creative studios. Early golden cities will appear in Norway, Sweden, Austria, Germany, and Greece, the latter significant for its connection to Atlantis. Houses will be constructed from solid, durable plant material that can be extruded into any shape using unimaginable technology. The divine feminine influence will manifest in round, oval, or curved buildings without angles, allowing energy to flow easily. Buildings will respectfully flow around trees and natural formations, with foundations of breathable materials connecting inhabitants to Lady Gaia's love and wisdom. In the fifth dimension, as sacral and heart chakras become fully established, old cords and limiting beliefs dissolve. Family members and partners connect heart to heart and chakra to chakra, working together for the highest good. In the spiritual world, relationships are measured by the depth of love, not duration. Two people unhappily wedded for 40 years may not register as married in the Akashic records, while a week-long union of true love is recorded as a genuine couple. By 2050, relationships will only form when they empower and enrich both parties, based on true love, self-worth, honesty, and open-hearted acceptance. As masculine and feminine energies balance, sexuality will become more fluid, with the LGBTQ+ movement expanding naturally. Eventually, couples will experience transcendent love through sexuality and will only engage in sex for procreation. In the golden future, children will be born into their soul groups without ancestral or personal karma. Family members will be psychically and spiritually linked, telepathically connected, and empathically attuned. Extended families will be warm, loving, caring, and supportive in the heart-centered consciousness of the golden age. After centuries of rigid gender roles and subsequent confusion about parental responsibilities, fifth-dimensional parents will recognize themselves as equal but with different roles. They'll understand they chose their gender for specific learning experiences. With true love between them, leisure time to express soul desires, and community support, parenting will become joyous and fulfilling rather than burdensome. Parenting will be considered one of the greatest spiritual responsibilities possible during incarnation. Couples will make their choices with great care, understanding the profound importance of their parental role. When a couple feels ready to parent, the entire family will meet, linking heart to heart to discuss what kind of soul they can best serve. The couple will then connect sexually so the right soul can be magnetically drawn to them. Conceived and born in true love into high-frequency families, babies and children will feel safe and secure, enabling them to open to their true potential. Family life will be calm, happy, and mutually empowering for everyone. Our planet has suffered massive pollution since Atlantis and the Industrial Revolution, but rising consciousness is helping us rectify this damage. While nuclear residue from ancient bombs still affects Earth, spiritually awake humans are accelerating healing through prayer and visualization. Climate change results partly from cosmic forces preparing Earth for transformation. Ice melts revealing purified land, coastal cities giving way to floating fifth-dimensional communities, and new islands rising from cleansed ocean floors. Arctic ice melting reveals land purified by the Intergalactic Council for future civilizations, while rising seas will submerge industrial cities incompatible with the new paradigm. Many tree species are dying from climate change, pollution, stuck energy and ley lines, and humanity's lack of appreciation. Trees are sentient beings, responsive to humans in a symbiotic relationship. In the golden future, new fifth-dimensional tree species will emerge with radiant golden auras, alongside new fifth-dimensional animals. By 2034, with global peace established, we'll be ready to receive new, free forms of eco-power from currently inconceivable sources. Scientists and technologists will work with angels and extraterrestrials to develop revolutionary inventions through higher realm downloads. In Golden Atlantis, the Great Crystal received pure source energy to power all crystals, providing heat, light, and technology. Today, we use crystals only in memory chips, but in the golden future, we'll reawaken our ability to work with their raw elemental power and vast memory storage capacity. Earth's liquid iron core generates powerful electric currents, creating a magnetic field extending far into space. With fifth-dimensional consciousness, we'll learn to safely harness this immense protective energy for free eco-power. The pyramid's cosmic shape concentrates electromagnetic energy. When humanity is ready, pyramid power secrets will be revealed, providing not just free energy, but regeneration and rejuvenation chambers. Soon after 2032, we'll develop small, light batteries capable of storing enormous amounts of eco-power, eliminating the need for cables and pipes, one of many revolutionary inventions transforming our world. The future holds energy possibilities beyond our current comprehension. There is so much to look forward to. Your personal transformation mirrors Earth's evolution. The 12 chakras represent stages in your spiritual development, each containing specific lessons that prepare you for fifth-dimensional living. Your Earth Star Chakra forms the foundation of your ascension journey, connecting you directly to Lady Gaia and anchoring you to Earth's wisdom. When fully activated, it creates a solid support system, allowing your base chakra to relax and spin freely. The base chakra, often called the seat of the soul, works in alignment with your soul star, just as your Earth star aligns with your stellar gateway. When fully fifth-dimensional, your base expands until it encapsulates your soul star, allowing your soul's energy to illuminate and anchor into your base, accelerating your ascension journey. Your sacral chakra contains 16 lessons related to relationships and sexuality. At the fifth dimension, it seeks transcendent love rather than just physical connection. When expressing pure love, this chakra glows with fifth-dimensional golden pink light, attracting empowering relationships. The navel chakra enables people to embrace the divine in all beings, communing as one and greeting each other at the soul level. As this chakra returns, oneness consciousness will again flourish on Earth, creating warm, welcoming communities. Your solar plexus chakra governs your digestive organs and processes not just food, but life experiences. It's the seat of instinct and gut feelings, providing an accurate guide for discernment, vital during times of massive disinformation. When fully fifth dimensional, it relaxes into golden wisdom, allowing you to feel tranquil and confident, trusting your spiritual guides. The heart chakra contains 33 chambers, starting with green outer chambers where your heart is closed, moving through pink and violet pink as your love becomes more spiritual, until reaching the pure white chambers of your higher heart. The journey through the heart moves from addressing unkindness, jealousy, and self-absorption through loving animals, nature, and people to forgiveness, unconditional love, and finally cosmic oneness. In fifth dimensional consciousness, you automatically speak your truth since everyone around you can see your energies. The throat chakra contains 22 chambers guiding you to honor and courage, while the ulta major chakra at the base of the skull adds 11 more chambers, creating 33 lessons aligned with Christ consciousness. Your third eye chakra becomes your personal crystal ball when you reach the fifth dimension. This powerful chakra contains 96 chambers arranged on 7 levels, each holding different lessons and abilities. Mastering this chakra's 7 levels, seeing through illusion, mental healing, telepathy, creation, clairvoyance, abundance consciousness, and claircognizance is essential for higher ascension and planetary transformation. The crown chakra, with its 1,000 petals connecting to cosmic energies, allows you to receive downloads of cosmic wisdom when fully activated. The causal chakra above your crown appears as a shimmering white personal moon holding divine feminine light. This single-chamber spiritual center connects directly to the moon and holds consciousness of stillness, peace, love, joy, and truth. Your soul star chakra contains all the wisdom, gifts, and talents you've gathered throughout your soul journey. When this magenta chakra fully activates, a rainbow bridge forms to your stellar gateway. As you build this Antakarana bridge through love and spiritual practice, your monad builds downward to meet you, creating a reuniting of your highest aspects. The stellar gateway, a vast, pure gold chalice above your head, connects you to your highest divine essence. This chakra's 12 chambers hold ascension qualities: wisdom, integrity, strength, courage, vision, peace, compassion, balance, oneness, truth, love, and joy. Mastering these enables seventh dimensional ascension, merging with your monad, your original divine spark. By 2050, everyone will reach higher fifth dimensional levels with fully established 12 chakras. All will levitate, float short distances, apport objects, and manifest through focused thought. We'll control weather beneficially, understand crystal powers, and program them to help humanity. Everything will be biodegradable with the ability to dematerialize waste. Most people will have lighter bodies, and all children will possess the perfected human's larger brain capacity with 12 connected DNA strands. The future beyond 2032 exceeds our current comprehension. Every time you focus on old ways and current challenges, you slow the transition. But when you visualize and discuss the golden future, you energize it for yourself and the collective. Your soul chose to be on Earth during this monumental change. We're in this together. Gather like-minded people around you, and most importantly, make the golden future now.